This is Michael Youssef, and you're listening to today's My Devotional, Uncompromising Truth for Everyday Faith. The 22nd of February, 2026, Sufficient Grace. Probably more than at any other time in Christian history, the word grace is no longer amazing. It's no longer motivating to our Christian walk. We have misinterpreted and misused it. In this age of every kind of rights, grace is neither needed nor appreciated. In this time when people believe they can be good without God, grace no longer enthralls us. In a time when the gospel of political correctness reigns supreme, many confuse grace with just being nice. But the truth is, you and I are guilty sinners, and to save us from our sin, Jesus gave up His life on the cross, justifying us before God the Father by His blood. All the good works in the world could never atone for your sin or mine, only the righteousness of Jesus Christ imputed to you and me. The grace of God is mind-boggling to those who've experienced it, and it's a gift still offered to anyone today. Being surprised by the grace of God should be the story of everyone who has experienced it. And God's grace is the greatest comfort in trials because it lifts you above them. Without a doubt, no matter what storms you face in life, God will pull you to safety if you call on Him. He is the one that can save you from certain defeat and give you the hope you need. When you pray to Him, He will deliver you from the sin that threatens your fellowship with Him. An eternal sense of peace and security is readily available to us through prayer. Panic and anxiety are no match for God's grace. He goes before us into life's battles. The victory is ours, though it does not come through our efforts or strength. It comes from His hands and His grace. No one is more committed to our success than Christ. No matter what you face, God's grace is sufficient. His power is revealed and made perfect through your weakness. Never be ashamed to cry out to the Lord. He listens to you and will come to you, fulfilling the promise of His matchless perfect grace. Pray with me. Precious Lord, thank you for coming to my rescue. I know that your grace is sufficient for me. Thank you for being my peace and security. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's My Devotional has been provided by Leading the Way.